Prep Sports Now is back. Case Kiefer alongside Ray Brewer, as always, for the first show of 2019. Happy holidays to all you and yours. You're the last happy holidays I'll probably get now, being January 7th.
Right when you said, what did you open it with? Do you remember off the top of your head?
Prep Sports Now is back.
And I was going to say.
5 seconds
yeah,
ago?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Have you, do you remember this song? Let me see you go back. Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun. Not as currently presented.
Okay. Anyways.
You bust out songs every now and then, and a lot of times it's the same one I've heard over the last 10 years, but I don't think you've ever busted that one
generation
out.
Generation gap is what it is. I think this was maybe, I'm going to Google real fast since I have my computer. It might be Aaliyah. Have you ever heard
of it? Oh, of course. If it's Aaliyah, I'm surprised I don't know it. That wasn't her biggest single, though, right? Have you ever seen there's that car that drives around here that's just totally plastered with Aaliyah stickers and, like, rest in peace, Aaliyah?
I have not, no.
I think it used to be by where I used to live, like, kind of in the Del Sol area.
Oh,
I think that lives around there. I see it all the time back then. And if you look on YouTube, the guy's entire house is decked out with Aaliyah merchandise because I did some reconnaissance. I saw the car so often.
I don't know who sings this song in that current form. The internet's not helping me out.
Okay, well, maybe we'll try to figure that out and get back to you next week. That was a good detour. Already getting off track, but we're here to talk about high school basketball. Not a lot has happened in the last couple weeks, of course, because it was winter break, and I know a lot of times we give the decision makers or schedule makers some grief. Well, at least one of us gives them some grief, but I got to say, when you come back from winter break, it always feels like the games are amped up a little bit. You have 4 or 5 weeks to kind of make your season get to where you want to be. And I think it actually sets up really well this year that there are some of those matchups that we've really wanted to see that we've looked from the beginning of the season happening right in this first week. I think you've got to be excited for those. I think we're just going to go through some of what we're excited about. We're going to do 5 things we're looking forward to today on the podcast. I'll put you on the spot, Brewer. All those matchups, all the things you're looking forward to, what stands out at number one?
Well, there's 2 great games in the next 7 days. One is Wednesday, Liberty Coronado, and the other is Monday, a week from today, Clark at Gorman.
That sounds like two.
I know.
I said to put
but
you on
I'm
the spot
you,
with one.
I'm telling you, I'm actually looking more forward to Coronado Liberty because I remember those games last year, and it was like Strother versus Hardy back and forth. Remember, Strother went for like 40 plus at Liberty, and that victory knocked Coronado down to the 3 seed. And I just think that you got 2 great players in town, 2 elite guys nationally going head to head, mano a mano. Get the popcorn, let's eat, can't wait. That's my number one, CK, Coronado Liberty. We'll give our picks after our 5.
Ooh, of course, I remember Liberty beating them both times last year. I didn't remember it knocked them all the way down to the 3. That's pretty crazy, a team with that much talent. And, of course, this year they are out to win the Southeast. I think they're, you know, it seems like they're in pretty good position to do so. They've put a really tough schedule, and despite that, they've gone 7-3. Course lost that game to Gorman locally. I don't know if they've played many other local teams. That might be the only local game they have so far.
And they've traveled everywhere. They just got off. They were in Houston. They won Big Bear. They were in the Dakotas. They played in that Mike Miller tournament. They did well there. Coronado's ready for a big postseason run. Of course, they're in the toughest region in town, also with Clark and Bishop Gorman and, of course, Liberty.
Yeah, so that will be fun on Wednesday night to see what plays out there. As I was giving Brewer a little bit of lip about it, I feel like he already picked 2, but we'll consider that 1, Liberty Coronado. I think number 2 is Clark and Bishop Gorman, and I would say, to be more specific about how exciting this game is, I think it looks even better than we expected at the beginning of the year. I think maybe there was some fatigue with this matchup because Gorman beat them so many times last year, a year where we thought Clark was really on par with them. I didn't think there was the same excitement coming into this year, but I think it's impossible to ignore what Clark has done so far. They're undefeated. They look, I mean, score-wise and what they've done on the floor, a lot better than even they were last year, just how things have played out. And it all leads up to this game next Monday, Clark and Gorman. So I think that this game is even better than it looked you know, a month or two ago.
Yeah, I will say, you know, Gorman has played. It's just got back from a tournament in West Virginia. Gorman's won the Tarkanian Classic. Clark as well. They went to a tournament in Florida. They won the tournament in Florida. I guess you could say the Gorman's strength of schedule has been a little more tough than Clark's strength of schedule. But regardless, you've got two confident teams, two teams with legit Power 5 D1 players, two teams with a history against each other, two teams with a close game. You can't ask for anything better. Many suspect this will be the state championship game as well. So you're right, Case. Solid pick, baby. Number two, the Chargers and the Gales of Gorman.
You just love Coronado so much. Can't even get through your thoughts. Yeah, I think there's no doubt that...
Was I having some mic problems there, do you think?
It was about to fall down and crash again like it did last time.
That was a big time save.
I saved. Yeah, it wasn't going that fast. It wasn't that great of a save. But I agree with you. Don't get it twisted by any means. I think Gorman is the favorite here. I just think maybe at the beginning of the year they would have been an even bigger favorite than it looks against Clark. I think Clark has been... feels like we've already said this, but they've been off a better start than you would have expected. So really looking forward to that game next Monday. What about, I guess that brings us to number three. What else are you looking forward
to? Okay, so the action's going to get live and hot in the Northeast, CK. So Desert Pines tomorrow, Tuesday the 8th, is playing Cheyenne. That's a rematch of the state championship game from last year, of course, in the 3A. Now both teams are up in the 4A. And then for DP, it doesn't get any easier because later on in the week, Thursday, 2 days after, they go to Canyon to play the Pioneers. Pioneers, of course, Canyon Springs, the reigning Northeast champions. They go to the state tournament. They win region titles. We're talking some great games, wide open in the Northeast. DP Canyon, both teams are athletic. You know, Uzane against Banks, great coaching matchup. Darnell Washington, right? The biggest player on the court by far. It's a good matchup. This is good.
I've heard the guy try to teach you how to say his name for 5 years, and you still can't come close.
I'm saying whatever I want to say.
But I agree. It's a good division. I still think I'm not ready to give it the wide open tag. Just seeing what Canyon does year after year, I still think everyone else is coming at the King. I think it's cool to get some new blood in there. I think it's Desert Pines and Cheyenne will be a challenge for them. But not until I see it are you going to convince me that Mike Uzan and the Jaguars are going to dethrone the Pioneers. Not to say they can't. I'm just saying I don't give you the benefit of the doubt until I see it, because Canyon Springs has that year-to-year consistency where they kind of have been the standard bearers in the division.
But we have live action. Would you agree at least on that?
We have some interesting games. I think live action can mean a lot of things. There's some interest there. I think there's a more wide open division, though. And I guess since we've just kind of ended up doing this by divisions, I guess we'll get to this. I was probably yelling at the computer when you sent your picks over.
Why?
Everything we said on the last podcast that I said and you told me I was crazy, you contradicted in this week's picks. And that brings us to number four. The Northwest is a league I actually think is wide open, but I said that last time on the podcast, and you said, no, Faith and Centennial. I'd be shocked if it's not 1-2. Then I get the picks, and literally you've contradicted every argument you've made the last time we talked.
I'm well aware of that, Case. I appreciate you bringing that out and letting people know. Did you see that PV Nation went over to Faith and smacked them in the mouth on the road and got a dub before the holidays?
And did we pick that game? I think we might have picked that game, and I said it was going to be close. I thought Palo Verde had a chance.
Well, you know my Palo Verde.
And I felt like I didn't know what I was talking about with the Northwest the last time when I said it was wide open. I'm glad. I guess I should be happy to see you come along, because I agree with more where you are now. I just can't believe that a game or two made you just do a complete 180.
Flipped around.
So now anyone can win, and it's not just Centennial and Faith.
Let me go through this. Northwest with Arbor, Centennial, Faith, Palo. Northeast with DP Canyon, maybe Cheyenne. Sorry, Kitty Cats, not this year. My Vegas Wildcats. You got six teams that I think on any given day have a chance to beat each other. So the tournament's going to be fun.
Oh, those are the two divisions playing each other?
Yeah.
Again, I still, in the Northeast, we'll look at this as tiers. I have different tiers. I have Canyon in the first tier. No one else is in that tier. In the Northwest,
you're
you could
telling
convince
me DP's not in that tier?
I think I got to see you beat him first.
I mean, DP's got some Jimmy's.
Well,
hey,
we're
going to
see.
Bro.
I'll gladly eat my words and say I was wrong. They play on Thursday.
Okay.
If they beat them. I'm just saying I need to see it first. I feel like Canyon Springs is they've earned that respect that they're in a tier alone. I mean, how many state tournaments have they been to in the last 5 years?
No, DP has two.
But it's on the lower level. They're coming up. They've got to do it. They've got to prove it to me.
Okay.
But what I was trying to get at, that was just an aside, was the Northwest to me is way – the Northwest to me is what you're trying to sell the Northeast as. It's way more jumbled. You can convince me all four of these teams can beat each other on a given night, maybe even five teams. I know Cimarron's pretty good too. This is the one that I actually see as I don't know what's going to happen here. You can tell me who the playoff teams are going to be in any order, and I don't necessarily think you're crazy.
Okay. Yeah. You're right. That's probably the use of the word wide open probably better applies to the Northwest.
Yeah, so that's
because
why,
there's
why
more
I think
teams
it's...
that could actually come up and sneak you.
Yeah, to me it seems like the most parity in a division. I'm as much as I'm angered with you for changing your tire argument, I'm also joyed to see you've come around to I guess you could just tell me I was right because I told you this from the beginning.
No, you're right. You're a master. You're like Kevin Love.
I wish.
Pick and pop, hit a three.
Yeah, I wish. But so the big games in that, I mean, it's going to always be a big games when these teams play each other, but I guess the ones that jump out that we'll pick later, Faith goes to Arbor this week and Palo goes to Centennial.
Gigantic. Coin flips. Get that. You carry change with you?
No, I don't.
You don't?
No.
Do you have a like little coin thing at the house?
Yeah, I have coins all over my house and car, so I'd have to run and go get some.
Do you ever cash them in?
No, but my wife has before.
Okay.
But I mean, I probably got a few hundred dollars laying around.
Nice.
That's
nice.
Probably
I've done mine digitally now where it rounds up for you on your debit
card. I have
that
in the bank account. But
yeah.
I mean, when I have actual cash, I still get change.
That's good. That's good. All right. So number five for me.
Yeah, thank God, because I'm running out.
Okay. So I know we've kind of been on our little hiatus, our break, you and I. We've kind of only loosely looked at the scores. But there's two teams out there who are historically bad. And I'm not calling them out to say, Jesus, God, what happened? But I'm calling them out to say, you know, this is, I can't believe that two brands like this are just having that bad of years. One... Go ahead. You were going to say
I know
something.
One of them. I was just interested to hear who the second one is.
Okay. One is the Basic Wolves.
Yes. That's the one I knew.
I mean, they have hit rock bottom over there. And Leonard Taylor, great guy, great coach, knows basketball. And he just – the cupboard is bare over there. And they got a game with Foothill on Friday. And you know Foothill's not going to, you know, let them off the hook easy. Right?
Yeah, rough. Looks like a rebuilding year. You know, sometimes this can just happen sometimes, I guess. So, you know, hopefully they keep fighting. Maybe they can make some strides by the end of the year, but it has not been pretty. I agree with you. Now I get to hear who number two is. I have a feeling who it is now, but
okay,
someone you've already alluded to.
So Basic is 3-12. They've lost to, like, Boulder City, Bonanza.
Boulder City's good, though.
Boulder City I like. I really like them. But they even lost, I mean, they lost to Trinity brutally bad. Anyways, Mountain View beat them by one. Okay, and the other team, I'm having a hard time.
They beat Mountain View by one. That was one of their only wins. Yeah,
my bad.
But still.
I'm sorry. My Cowboys got at them. Valley Vikings. I text my boy Aaron the other day, and I'm like, oh, boy, it's getting nasty for you.
Basic did beat Valley. That was another one of their wins, it looks like, correct?
Oh, 53-52.
Yeah, so,
two peas in a pod.
Yeah, Valley, they had that really good stretch, what, 5 or 6 years ago?
Remember when Paolo made it to the state game? Remember Valley had, like, a great starting five and nobody after.
Oh, right.
Right?
Yeah, that was probably 5 or 6 years ago I was speaking of.
They got upset. But so Valley right now is 1-10. CK. 1-10.
Yeah, it's rough. I agree with you. Kind of crazy to see those two teams. It just shows you there can be a big turnaround because Valley and Basic, mm-hmm. not that far removed from being kind of in the thick of things.
Yeah, and they lost at Pahrump, which is tough. They lost to Innovations International. Yeah, tough sledding. But anyways, and you know me, I grew up here, right? Mm-hmm. So there's those, whatever, the Great Eight or the Great Ten schools when I was a kid, right? Rancho, Vegas, Valley, Vegas, Basic, Shap, Bonanza, Western, right? The Kitty Cats. Those are the teams that I love, and I want to see them do well, and it breaks my heart when they're brutally bad. But let's get to the picks, CK. You're slightly ahead of me because you obviously know basketball better than I do.
I doubt that's why. It's two games. It's not exactly a huge lead either. And this week, we disagree on almost every game, so there could be a big shift.
I was minorly shocked at one of your picks, as you probably were minorly shocked at one of mine.
I was minorly shocked. Well, I was minorly shocked at two of yours, just because we already got it. We already addressed that elephant, though, that okay. I just couldn't believe based on your past arguments. But I'm excited to see which one of mine you're shocked by. Two of those picks I literally picked just because... in spite of you, because of your arguments you made last time.
Well, I'm glad that you were overreacting. Decisions in spite.
Well, no, I just thought you were overreacting I don't know. We'll see. We'll get to it. But I'm excited to see what game you were shocked by me taking. I'm assuming it's not going to be this one. Cheyenne at DP should be a good game. Did Cheyenne beat them three times last year, or at least twice last year? And then DP, of course, got them in the state game. But I remember just being on the wrong side of that game over and over. You know, I like Cheyenne, well-coached, always a team that plays hard. But it's still tough for me to go against DP. I'm going to go DP here, but I wouldn't be shocked if it was a close game.
I totally agree. I think DP has got just a ton of good weapons. The backcourt play with Milos, Uzan, and Darnell's. He grabs literally every rebound. He gets like 20 rebounds a game. I just think on the inside, size-wise, Desert Pines has got the edge. I got the Jags.
Yep, so we're both on the Jaguars here. First game we disagree on next. Is this the one that shocked you? Sierra Vista at Spring Valley?
No.
Okay.
No, not at all. Sierra Vista at Spring Valley. For all intents and purposes, this is a classic coin flip game. Arguably.
Yeah, I mean, I think I looked at the scores, and it looked like the common opponents they've had very similar results. So it's a tough one to call, it seemed like to me.
Yeah, both teams and just a tough, tough division with Gorman and Clark. So you're basically playing for a road playoff game. And I've been impressed. Spring Valley's offense has scored some points. They put up 80-something against Gorman. So I took the Grizzlies based on the offense.
Yeah, I took Sierra Vista, and I'm not honestly even 100% sure why. I think it'll be a close game.
You did it because I picked the other side.
No, not necessarily. I just kind of went with my gut reaction, okay. And I thought I do agree with you. You look at Spring Valley scores; they're like in the 80s and 90s, which is pretty crazy. But you know, maybe Sierra Vista can grind them down on defense. I don't know. I'm going Sierra Vista, but. I'm now kind of second-guessing that one. But we're on opposite sides. I have Sierra Vista by one. You have Spring Valley by 14. Next game, Coronado at Liberty.
This is a big game.
Yeah, and I think it's impressive what Liberty did last year, but I just think that expecting a repeat, to me, is foolish. Coronado has more guys this year. They have more experience. I just think they're all together way better. I only picked this by 8, and I think that's being kind. I think Coronado wins this game by double digits now, the more I think about it.
Let me ask you a quick question. In the Halloween Hoops draft, you had the first pick, right? Remind me. Who did you pick?
I picked Strother.
What teams he play for? Remind me.
Liberty.
I see.
But hey, remind me.
Who won the game? Yes!
Yeah, okay, yeah, that's a good one. That's not what I was going to say, but I set you up for that. You told me you were surprised by that pick afterwards, though.
I know, but I'm using your logic. Best player on the court. Ray Brewer theory.
But that wouldn't be your best player on the court if you told me you were surprised I took him.
You know basketball more. No, I just think that there's something in sports sometimes. Teams on paper are supposed to be better than teams. And on paper, you're right. Coronado, an edge against Liberty. I won't deny it. Especially this year where it's Strother and Friends haven't really been helping out too much. But I think that, and granted, Liberty's a dog, but I just think there's something about the way they match up with each other and Strother in his home gym, ready to go. I think he's going to get it done in my heart of hearts. Is he an underdog? Yes. Does he not have a great supporting cast? Probably so. You know, could Coronado be slightly jet-lagged from the travels?
The travel from Houston a week before?
Hey, hey. And I think
that's a stretch.
The one thing in your favor, CK, is last year you could argue that Coronado, the reigning league champions, might have overlooked Liberty. They're not overlooking them this year. This is a game of games. They definitely have to make amends. The battle for St. Rose Parkway, right?
Yeah, I can understand taking an underdog. I like that. I'm going to take some underdogs here later, but I don't see it here. I like Coronado in this spot. I think they're a lot better this year, as I said. So we're different on that game. Back to some harmony with the next one. Foothill at Green Valley. The Dylan Hushaw kid's just putting up ridiculous numbers. I don't know if
he's
Green
been
Valley
their
has
best.
An answer for him.
Yeah, I totally agree. He's been their best guy. It's always tough to play at Green Valley. They seem to, and I don't know if it's currently, but they seem to get a few students to show up, and Foothill is not a guarantee like they used to be. I actually think this one is close until late, and I think Foothill pulls away, but I got the Falcons as well.
Why is Foothill not a guarantee like there used to be? It seems like every year they're so consistently good.
I know, but they've had some real dogs this year.
Okay.
They pull up their results.
Yeah, fair enough. They are 9-5. But, I mean, some of these teams are – they lost to California teams. They beat Desert Pines. They beat Canyon Springs. Close games.
Did they beat Canyon?
Yeah, first game of the year they beat them by 2. I think we both picked Canyon, too. Oh. They've really, really done well against local opponents. I think their only losses are out of state. But
lost
the games
Cimarron,
have been close.
Got crushed by Clark by
Cimarron
33.
Clark is on another level right now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Yeah, 68-35. That does stand out. I don't know. I've got Foothill, and it seems like I'm a little more confident than Brewer. But we'll see. I like Green Valley, too, so I can see where he's going. Now we're to the first of two games where I said I was shocked that you picked. This is the one where I was aforementioned kind of picked in spite of you, because I think if you just sent me the games, I would have picked Arborview. But because I was so shocked that you went the other way, I had to go the opposite this one. It's Faith Lutheran at Arborview on January 9th.
Faith Lutheran at Arborview. Two teams that I think I let one outcome influence me greatly on these picks, right?
I'm glad you said that, because okay. I thought we were going to have to argue about that. But yeah, I just think that you went way too crazy on one outcome.
Okay, I think Faith somehow laid an egg at home against Palo. Great credit to Palo and what they're doing over there. But because of that, I've been able to see how vulnerable Faith Lutheran could be. Okay? And listen, Arborview's got some great guards. And when those guys are clicking, I think they're going to create some penetration to the basket. The Lee kid is playing well inside. I like Arbor in this game. I'm sticking to my gut. I think it'll be close. But I love the inside play for these guys. I mean, I love the guard play, my bad.
Yeah.
The guard play.
I like that, owning up to the one result and it changed your whole perception. I actually now, as much stuff as I've given you, I think your perception now is closer that all these teams can beat each other. I really think this is a straight coin flip. Arborview has been great so far. They've been more impressive than Faith, I think you would say. But it wasn't only you. I think a lot of people were really high on Faith going into the year, and it's hard for me to just shun that now and say, oh, you know, they're going to be the 3 or the 4 in the league. I'm going to lean very slightly to Faith, but I think it's 50-50, and I think these two Northwest games we disagreed on, I think more than likely we're going to split them.
Yeah, and, I mean, Arbor's undefeated in league. Out of nowhere, Larry Holmes, probably not related to the boxer, but he's scoring like he's leading them in scoring. They've got like three or four kids in double figures per game. I think Arbor's got more Jimmys and Joes.
Fair enough. Not related, but could be named after easily.
Yeah.
Okay. Desert Pines at Canyon Springs.
Yeah. This is where I think I wouldn't be surprised either way, but Freddie somehow gets his teams ready to go. And Freddie somehow seems to get his teams to think everybody thinks they're going to lose, even though we've both picked Canyon. And I think that edge pushes them over. I think Canyon says, listen, this is our league, baby. Take a back seat, DP. I got the Pioneers.
Yep, sounds like what I've been saying the whole time. I'm all on with Canyon Springs. I think they're still the top of the Northeast, and you're going to have to show me them getting beaten before I jump off of it. So we're in agreement there with Canyon Springs. The already alluded to second Northwest game, Palo Verde at Centennial, two teams that probably weren't on a lot of people's radars 3 or 4 months ago, but both have done some really good things in the preseason. And I think now, you know, they both kind of look like contenders in the division. Which way are you going?
Yeah, again, I just think Palo is going to do enough to slow this game down to make it a one possession game. And I think anything could happen. And maybe this Palo team's got a little destiny. I got the Panthers. I labeled it upset of the week because they're probably a dog, because I've been really high in Centennial, as you remember. So I got the Panthers in a small surprise.
I think you just try to set yourself up to hate Palo Verde more, because it's one of your MOs to be anti-Palo guy. Now if they lose this, you're going to be complaining about them come next week. This game is Friday night. I agree. I think it should be good. Games at Centennial, though, I think Centennial is a slight favorite here. I think if I have to pick one game to be closer and these two Northwest games we talked about being so big, I think I would go with the first one, Faith at Arborview. That one I really had a tough time picking. I actually think Centennial gets it done here. I mean, Palo, they had that great win at Faith. But, you know, other than that, they've done about what we've expected them to do. I mean, they've played close with a lot of other teams. They have lost a legacy. They beat Green Valley, beat Desert Pines. That's another eye-opener, I guess, close game. I don't know. I think Centennial's a little better, and I'm pretty confident in this pick.
Okay. You want to make it interesting?
Okay. What's the number?
That's a good question. It's probably above our pay grade.
3.5?
Ooh.
Let's see. You have 3, so I've made a pretty good number. These teams aren't exploding for points like Spring Valley, so I think I don't know if I'd go much higher than that. I'm going to say Centennial by at least 4. That'll be my my lock of the week. That's not really a lock at all. But last game, we'll just go to Monday. Clark at Bishop Gorman. Is this a shocker?
Well, yeah. I mean, Case, why would you pick a team on the road, Mr. Home Court, that's lost so convincingly multiple times last year? Explain your logic to me.
I admit they're an underdog. I said from the beginning I like taking underdogs. That's why I ended up saying I liked your speech of Coronado and Liberty. Home court advantage definitely means something, especially at Gorman, where I think they're going to have some people at this game. But the last year thing means nothing to me. That's the one part of what you just said that I would...
But Gorman's got basically the same team. Yeah. Collins, Tate's control,
okay, so
baby.
Nothing is strong. It means little. I just think Clark... Something was weird about Clark's season last year. There's just a lot of ways it went off the rails, and they weren't the team we expected to see. I think the team we expected to see is more this year, despite them losing some guys, including a couple of their best players. I think they're reloaded. I think they're better. And I just think this game's going to be closer than people think. I think it's going to come down to the end. And since it's going to come down to the end, I feel like any team can win. And why not go with Clark? Look, I think if my life depended on it, am I picking Clark? I think they're below 50%, but I think it's a lot closer to 50% than people think.
Now, what I will...
Every once in a while, you got to take an upset, like
I
you
hear
said.
You. I love that, baby, about you. Now, what I will tell you this, CK, is Clark is playing some D, bro.
Even last year when I think they were struggling to put points on the board, a lot of times they were good defensively, if I remember correctly.
Who does Clark remind – what's the college team that they remind you of? I had this at the tip of my head the last time.
Did you compare them to Cincinnati last
time? Oh, yeah, the Bearcats. Mick Cronin, right? Chad Beaton, Mick Cronin. Do they have a similar hair?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I mean, I can kind of see it. I feel like I feel like Clark's a little more free-flowing than Cincinnati for high school compared to college. Cincinnati's just such a slog. It's such a slowdown. I agree with you that Clark plays really, really tough defense, it looks like Cincinnati, but I think they probably – I bet their offense moves a little bit quicker. I think they make use of their athletic advantage in most games. But they're not going to have an athletic advantage in this game, and that's going to be – could be problematic.
Yeah, and if you go best player on the court, I mean, that's obviously debatable. Tate has been great. Jalen Hill from Clark's obviously going to Oklahoma. You got Frankie Collins from Clark against Zion Collins from Gorman, right? Frankie's got a UNLV offer. Zion is arguably one of the best defenders that's ever played in Las Vegas.
Yeah, that's tough, though. I wish you wouldn't have said that because it's got me thinking. If I'm a high school basketball coach, and this isn't an all basketball, but just high school, what do I want to start with more than anything? If you give me two players, just describe them. Oh. I want a really big guy that's taller than everyone, and I want just a lights-out shooter. I think those are the top two types of players I would want, and Gorman has both those guys.
Yeah, the thing I worry about is when you're playing a team like Clark that's so good defensively, and you've got a lights-out shooter like Tate's, if you miss one or two of those, I hate to live and die by the three. You know what I'm saying? Which, obviously, Gorman doesn't think he gets to the basket. But if Tate misses a few and, you know, Clark gets to halftime ahead a little bit, I think Cronin's going to take the air out of the ball, baby. You know what I'm saying?
Not really. You might have sidetracked me because I'm really trying not to get into another argument before this podcast ended, but I hate the phrase more than anything. If people say, I don't want to live and die with a three. That is ridiculous. We're in 2019. Three-pointers, they count for one more point than twos. Do you realize that? They're kind of important.
I could count. I'm a good counter. I could get the
So 20. You lost me when you said that.
I could get the 21 with the best of them.
So were you making a case for Clark there somewhat?
Yeah, I was making a place for Clark.
Okay. Well, it seems like we each came in with different picks. I came in with Clark. You came in with Gorman. Not that we're switching them, but it seems like in a lot of ways I ended up making an argument for Gorman and you ended up making an argument for Clark. So what? You called me out. You think I'm shocked that I took Clark, but you have this game close too. So in the end, would you really be that shocked if the Chargers got him?
The Chargers? Oh, I thought you were talking about the L.A. San Diego No. Chargers. No. Did you see my play of the day this weekend, baby?
No, we're in a competition. Why would I give you a high five?
Yeah, I agree. I think, though, at least we got live action in terms of great games. DP Canyon, great game, right? Gorman Clark, great game, right? Strother Hardy, Coronado Liberty, great game.
I think...
Which one of those games you think is going to be the biggest blowout?
The biggest blowout?
Coronado Liberty, DP Canyon, Gorman Clark.
Coronado,
you think Hardy hangs an 80 spot on him?
Not an 80, but I think they win by double digits. And I don't pick either of the other two teams to win by double digits. What game were you going to say? Gorman?
I just don't think – if Clark all of a sudden decides they want to play like the Warriors and run up and down the court, it could get ugly. But I think Clark's going to play within itself, keep to its system, run some sets.
I think Clark is more capable –
I do too, and I think Chad. I think Chad's going to call me and be like, "Brewer, we could get up and down the court." But I just don't see. I see this game being in the 60s. Did I pick that?
Yeah, 60s? You picked it in the 60s. All right. So, but you didn't give an answer. Which one do you think is going to be the biggest blowout? Canyon, then I guess. I know you picked Liberty, so it can't be that one.
I don't know. I think Gorman, but not. I don't. I think all the games are going to be come down to the end.
All right, I think the Gorman game is the closest, without a doubt. I think the other two will be at least two possession wins.
I don't see Canyon blowing out DP.
Maybe not blowing out, but I think now I don't have the picks in front of me, but I think I have them probably winning by like 8 or something. Seems about right to me. All I know is we will be back next week, maybe probably shouldn't do till Tuesday. So talk about after Gorman Clark, right? Yeah,
Tuesday.
So
Tuesday.
Mark your calendars for next Tuesday. Prep Sports Now will return. For Ray, I'm Case. Thanks for listening.